children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
It's hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show, and we have a special guest with us today, author, researcher, and activist John Goodvibes joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show to talk about his new book, Alchemy of the Modern Renaissance, as well as the upcoming Free Your Mind 3 conference that will be organized by yours truly, as well as our friend here, John Goodvibes, and Mark Pazzi, of course, will be helping, advising in the background. And we'll try to keep things going with that. And more importantly, we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of his new book. The nitty-gritty. Is that a saying, John? Nitty-gritty?
If it isn't, it is now.
It is now, yeah. Jeez. It's funny when I say things. I'm like, does that make sense? Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than John Goodvibes with us. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Same stuff, different day, brother. Wait until you see this Doug Stanhope joke.
You told me about it. I can't wait to be incredibly disappointed.
I mean, we had fun, but what he said was just freaking outrageous, man.
Did he understand you were offended, that he was being offensive? I mean,
no, he didn't, because I just kind of sat there and listened to him, and I had him explicitly say, hi, I should have the clip loaded here. I had him explicitly say, hi, this is Doug Stanhope, and I love eugenics. And I asked him, I said, is this just shtick right now, what you're giving me? Is this shtick? He said, no, I really feel this way. I really feel this way. Yeah. There you go, folks. All right, so, John, we're going to get into your book. We're going to get into the Free Your Mind Conference coming up in a year from this April, 2015. But first, I had some callers call in last hour that I held over. Would you mind hanging out with me to entertain these phone calls first?
Let's do it. Let's hear the people.
Let's hear the people. All right. Fred, you waited patiently, and I will reward your patience with entertaining your phone call. What's up, man?
Nevada, Bundy, that's just the latest installment of what your good friend, or RBN's good friend, Lark in Texas, describes as, Kinsa. Were the American law enforcement agencies, every single one of them, down to the county level, have been trained by Israeli terrorist enforcers to engage in these totalitarian tactics. And when you think about it, there have been quotes by prominent Israeli leaders, and I was just looking to bring one up, relative to the fact that they expect wars throughout history. Wars are the, I'll say, satanic Jews, whatever synagogue of Satan. Oh, yeah, here we go. Thanks to the immensely terrible power of our international banks, and I guarantee you, the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Wall Street gangster banksters that claim to have a valid ownership right in all this property through the Bank of England, et cetera, and the monarchy, they don't appreciate anybody that seeks to oppose that demonic will of theirs. And one prominent rabbi in history in the 1800s made this statement: thanks to the immensely terrible power of our international banks, we Jews have forced the Christians into wars without numbers. Wars have a special value for us Jews, since Christians massacre each other and make more room for us Jews. Wars are the Jews' harvest. The Jew banks, this is the rabbi's statement, I'm not adding anything. The Jew banks grow fat on Christian wars. Over 100 million Christians have been swept off the face of the earth by wars. The end is not yet. And then, just to back it up, you remember Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago. So he was awarded the Nobel Prize in literature for that. And on page 79 of volume 2, he actually names the organizers and administrators of the Gulag: Aaron Soltz, Yaakov Rapoport, Lazar Kogan, Matvey Berman, Genrik Yagoda, Naftali Frankel. And according to Solzhenitsyn, they're all of Jewish origin. So what I see going on here is just really an extension of that paradigm, with that mindset. I mean, what can I say? It's totalitarian, and Jinta is...
It is. It really is. And I appreciate your call, Fred. John, you want to comment on any of that?
I thought that was very interesting and enlightening. A lot of that was new information.
How much of that is covered in your book, Alchemy of the Modern Renaissance?
Well, I do talk about the creation of the state of Israel and the root of that problem there, and how it was essentially a Rothschild colony of the United Nations and Western powers and the banking elite. And I discussed how that has snowballed into the problems that we know today. And I also do discuss some of the families that he mentioned there as well.
Tell me about the book and how it's laid out and how you came about writing it, and give me kind of a summary of where it goes. I know it's a really comprehensive look at the issues.
Yeah, well, but actually, I wanted to correct you on the title also, because now that you finally got the title correct, I went and changed it on everybody.
What?
So... Yeah.
You changed the title?
Yes, I did.
So it's, it took me, 2 years to get the name of it right?
It did.
And now you changed it on me. So what's it called?
It's now Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance, as opposed to Alchemy of the Modern Renaissance.
So I don't get to say AOTMR anymore.
No, it's AOTTR now.
You're killing me. Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, because of the legal issues and as some people...
You got screwed by some publisher.
Exactly. Some guy who actually, I did not know it at the time where I signed on with him, but he is not only an Obama supporter, but he is also a certified Rosicrucian. So... I should have known what I was getting involved with, but unfortunately I didn't find that out until it was too late. I'm not saying that that had anything to do with him being shady, but he was definitely shady. He jacked the price up for the book a lot higher than I would charge people. and he never, you know, he just ran off with the money and cut contact with me for no reason. So I just put it out on my own under a different title. Slightly different title.
But it's the still, same content, and break it down for me, John.
Well, basically, I wanted to walk through the alternative history in kind of a way. I do talk about a lot of modern stuff and a lot of modern issues, but it's more of a breakdown.
All right, more about the alchemy of the Timeless Resistance when we come back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
To announce, John Good Vibes is with us, and he's the author of a new book called
Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance. I knew you'd do it.
Killing me. he changed his name on me, but it's the same great book, and let's break it down further because we got cut off by that break. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically what was really important for me in this book, the point that I really wanted to convey is that our whole history is vastly different than we've been told. And it kind of, everything that we know about the present rests upon that history. And everybody's views of what has happened in the past is just so confused and, you know, intentionally distorted through the education system and the media. So in the beginning, I have an introduction of terms. I discuss the non-aggression principle and how that is important. And in the beginning, I have an entire section that's dedicated to the histories of various religions and how they have been corrupted in a way by political organizations that have basically just corrupted a message of peace that people were trying to spread.
Do you get into astrotheology at all?
Yes, I do. I discuss that as a possible avenue. But in this specific section of the book, which is called Legend, I take a very subjective approach, and I basically say that this is kind of my opinion based on the research that I've done, and that there are multiple different things that people believe about this particular subject, and astrotheology was one of the roads that I went down. And the overall theme of that general part of the book is that religion, as it is now, has been used as a tool to not only stifle spirituality, but also divide the people of the world so they were easier to control. And I talk about that all the way through most of the mainstream religions. And in the beginning, I actually, in the last edition of the book, I had a lot of solutions way at the end, and I felt that it was more appropriate to put a lot of the solutions-based chapters in the beginning, just so before people got into all the really deep stuff, they knew that there were solutions out there. And as far as solutions go, I talk about nonviolent communication. I discuss, you know, organic foods, and I also take a look at psychopathy, but in a solutions-oriented way, because of the fact that people like you and I are often called crazy. And in a particular chapter in the book, I kind of break down what makes somebody crazy. And at the end of the chapter, you end up realizing that, you know, people who make transgressions upon other people without concern for their actions, those are people who are crazy, and those are the psychopaths who are largely running the world. People like you or I who have a different opinion than other people, that doesn't make us crazy just because we fall outside of the norm. And that really is what the common conceptualization of crazy is. And I talk a lot about psychedelic drugs and also from a safety standpoint, an addiction standpoint, when it comes to drugs in general. And I also talk about the drug trade, which the CIA is involved in, and that, you know, clandestine government organizations have been involved in since well before the opium wars, hundreds of years ago. And that really is just getting into the beginning of the book. I have an entire section that's dedicated to, I guess, the whole eugenics conspiracy, as, you know, I can generically call it, and how that played a role in the growth of the Nazi empire, and how it actually was born in the Western world with, through Darwinism and even, philosophies prior to that. And that leads me into social engineering and psychological warfare, where I talk about media and education. I talk about the, Prussian education system, which is actually what the method of schooling that is implemented in America is based on. And this was the method of schooling that was developed in Germany just prior to the development of the Nazi Empire. So that was the system that trained the people who complied with the Nazi policies. And that is probably the social engineering portion of the book gets into some very, very heavy, deep stuff, because it really does go deep in that realm, a lot deeper than people realize, with, you know, Edward Bernays and the Tavistock Institute and all the people that he was involved in there. A lot of these terms and these people, you know, are, you would be very familiar with them, but I felt that these basics of these topics were very important to put into one work, so then it was easy to digest for people who were new to this kind of information.
Right. Makes sense. Of course, Edward Bernays was Freud's nephew and was kind of the father of PR, if you will, which wasn't always called PR. They called it propaganda, didn't they?
Yeah, they did call it propaganda. In fact, Edward Bernays, his most popular book was titled simply Propaganda, and it wasn't until Hitler came out of power that became a dirty word, because he used it very often. And actually,
public relations sounds so much nicer, though, is what they found.
Yeah, and that's the idea behind public relations, is making things sound nicer and, you know, more palatable when they are really actually terrible ideas. So it's kind of fitting that they have themselves came up with a more light word to describe what they're actually doing.
Propaganda light, PR.
Exactly.
You mentioned in the beginning the non-aggression principle. Tell me more about that.
Yes, that is basically a philosophy that states that in a free society, in a free world, well, not even in a free society, but in nature, it is wrong to aggress upon other people. It is wrong to take their property or to destroy things that is theirs. And if somebody transgresses upon you in that fashion, then you have the right to defend yourself. And as you know, when you take a natural law approach to that philosophy, that basically means that is what exists in reality. It is not like that because I am saying it was like that, or because, you know, people before us have agreed upon that. That is the natural order of things.
More with John Good Vibes when we get back in just a moment. Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
If you're just joining us, we have author John G. Vibes with us talking about Alchemy of the Modern Renaissance. Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance, the new title of his novel. I guess it's a novel, right? It's a thick book, man.
I think novel might be fiction. I'm not clear on the definition of novel.
I don't know.
It's a book. At all. I don't know the definition of novel.
Either do I. That's why I'm a talk radio host.
There you go. You have an excuse.
Yeah, right? You're an author. You should know.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I fail.
Where can they find the book?
Well, at this moment, they have to come to my Facebook to find, or they can find the Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance page on Facebook, which you just type that in, Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance, or facebook.com/JGVibes, because I don't have a website established for the book yet, and I have not been able to send any copies to Amazon yet. But soon it'll be available on Amazon and my website, but it is available right now through a link on those various Facebook pages.
And when will I be receiving my copy?
as soon as I order my big shipment on them, which is probably in the next 2 months.
And will it be autographed?
Of course. With my terrible chicken scratch handwriting.
I am so honored. Okay. John, any other nuggets in this book that you want to tell people about that is going to make them want to purchase it right now so that they can read all how many pages?
358.
Okay, all 358 pages. Why get this book?
Well, one thing that I found that was unique in addition to the deep research and the interesting topics and the fact that it is very well sourced as far as, you know, all of the information that I reference, but each chapter starts out with a different quote. Sometimes it is actually of somebody of an activist or political nature that's relating to the chapter, but many times it is actually musicians and artists and quotes from movies and things like that that actually relate to the topic that's being discussed in that chapter. So you can see how some of your favorite works of art and some of your favorite songs or movies actually went a lot deeper than you might have realized, and that there's actually a hidden story behind that that is of a historical significance that, you know, people that created that art may have been trying to reach you with their message in a way that was maybe a little bit more subtle than an outright, you know, activist campaign or something like that.
Gotcha. Well, let's shift gears a little bit because you spoke at the last Free Your Mind conference. Your talk, I'm sure, was in part inspired by what you wrote, or at least about what you wrote in your book, Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance. And it was a kick-ass conference, wasn't it? It was filled with a whole bunch of great minds and great participants.
Yeah, I mean, it was honestly one of the best times that I've ever had. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, we're helping out with the conference and that we're doing all this. But it really was. I go to a lot of live music events and you know, I also go to a lot of conferences and speak places every now and then. And really this was my favorite hands down just because of, you know, the group of people and the time of year it is. It's, you know, it's right in the beginning of spring and, the location was right in downtown Philadelphia last year. After much deliberation, I think that we can say that we did decide to keep it in the city of Philadelphia. We aren't prepared to obviously announce the venue yet, but myself and Bob and the rest of the Free Your Mind staff do have an upgraded venue plan.
It's going to be in John's basement, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's not in the Philadelphia area, so. And it's definitely not big enough.
Oh, okay. Sorry. False alarm, false alarm.
But yeah, I thought it was a great time. It wasn't just the speakers, it was the atmosphere overall, and I met a lot of great people from all over the country that are really down for the cause and really believe in some awesome things.
There's something about getting together with people in person and learning from these speakers in person, hearing a lecture and attending a conference with multiple different minds. By the way, most of the videos are out at this point. We're still waiting on several of them, but several of them are out and available at the Free Your Mind Conference YouTube channel. I believe it's Free Your Mind Conference on YouTube. Is that right?
Yeah, I do believe that's correct.
So definitely check out some of those speakers. And this conference was always meant to be open source. Okay, so for those that don't get to attend the actual conference, don't worry. You'll get to hear many of the speakers at some point. Now, that being said, we want everybody to support this conference, whether they can attend it or not. And at some point, we're going to start announcing fundraising. As much as we hate to deal with this aspect of things, the idea is pretty straightforward. We need Federal Reserve notes to help make this go. And we want it to go, and we want it to be bigger than ever before. What do we have, like 500 people last time, more?
Yeah, I think it was around 500 people. And, I mean, we flew to about 24 speakers from all over the world to this location. And, you know, they all mingled all weekend. They sat in the lectures and, you know, videotaped or took notes or just chilled themselves.
No, the speakers learn just as much. You know, speaking as a speaker, we learn just as much, if not more, than everyone else. Well, not more. But the idea is everyone's there learning and sharing, and it really is a brilliant experience. The other thing is we had great speakers. We had Kathy O'Brien, Fritz Springmeier, Mark Passio, of course, was the organizer, and he's spearheaded this from the very beginning. We had Larkin Rose, Jim Fetzer, you know, people that you may not agree with, but so many people were there representing so many different perspectives. Of course, my friend Lennon Honor, Ben Stewart, the list goes on and on and on. And this upcoming event, we hope to offer just as an eclectic and brilliant lineup of speakers. And you definitely need to keep your eyes out on speaker announcements as we start to develop contacts for that.
I definitely wanted to touch on one thing you said there, Bob, and that's the fact that there were so many different people from different mindsets, and that was one of the things that I really thought was unique about this conference, because so many of the places that I've been to, they are very clicky, so to speak, and they have their little group that believes in their specific piece of the puzzle, and that's all they're concerned with. That's the only people that they want there. That's the only subjects that they want to talk about. And I, you know, personally, I think that that's not only limiting, but it's kind of boring too. And I thought it was really cool last year how, you know, we could sit there throughout the day and, you know, hear a dozen different speakers speak on a dozen different topics from a dozen different points of views. And we're all there to, you know, use our own brains to think for ourselves about what we believe. And that was one of the things that I thought was most unique about this conference, about how there was not any kind of specific agenda or mindset that was trying to be pushed. It was just inviting, you know, different people who were, you know, well respected in their particular lines of research from on one end or the other.
It was a free your mind conference, you know?
Exactly.
And a free mind doesn't necessarily equate to a brainwashed mind. Let's get that straight. A free mind can still be one that is critical and so on. Hey, John, let's take some calls when we get back in a moment with you. 800-313-9443. We have John Good Vibes, author of the book Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're going to take some calls with our guest, John G. Vibes from Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance. He joins us today on the Bob Tuscan Show to discuss his book and the upcoming Free Your Mind 3 conference that will be a year from this month. And let's take a call, John. What do you say?
Do you want to tell listeners what the clips are all about?
Oh, they couldn't hear those.
Oh, okay.
That was behind.
Sorry then. Yeah, let's take some calls.
No. Fred in Iowa. Hi, how are you? Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Bob. John, I've got some questions for you. What
Get ready, John.
John, what do you think happens when a person dies?
Personally, I believe that there is something beyond. I'm not sure what that is, but I do believe in the existence of a soul, and I do believe it goes somewhere. I'm not sure if it's another dimension. I'm not sure what it's called. I'm not sure how it works out, but I do have a strong belief, and I don't know where it comes from. It doesn't come from research. It just comes from what I've lived, and that's really how I feel about it. I'm sorry if that wasn't a descriptive enough answer, but, you know, I do believe that something lies.
What the hell is wrong with you, John? You don't know what happens when we die?
John?
What do you think?
John, therefore, you believe in the immortality of the soul. Is that fair to say that?
Yes, that is a fair thing to say.
Okay, John, if the soul is immortal, what need do we have of Christ?
What do you mean, what need do we have?
Well, if the soul is immortal, we do not need a savior. We're gods ourselves. Do you agree to that, or have you thought about that?
It all depends on really what your definition of God is, because that is a very gray area, and a lot of people have a different.
We're getting
a lot
deep
of different
here, guys.
Ideas.
We're getting deep.
We're getting real deep.
I don't necessarily think that we do need a savior. I think that we have to be our own saviors in a lot of ways. I am not sure if there was a historical figure of Christ. I believe that there may have been. And I believe that if there was, then, you know, he was a great person. I'm not sure if there was a divinity there. But I don't really think that that's at all relevant to spirituality. I think that that's a personal thing, and I think that no mean to offend or anything, but I think one story about one particular person who may have been enlightened, I think that's really only a splash in the bucket when it comes to spirituality as a whole, because I think that's very much a personal thing. I don't necessarily think that everybody is gods.
I believe.
I do think that we have to be our own savior. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead, please.
I believe in information. And, information is coming to us from every direction. We're inundated in information. But the common theme is to take God or Christ out of the picture. One world government and a one world religion. And when we can spin a little cylinder and save our life, or we can fumble through some beads and save our lives, or we can look at a stone or a wooden object and be saved, then that relegates God and Christ to an average man, and God to nobody. That, in other words, people are trying to sway us to insinuate that we're gods ourselves and we have the ultimate control over our lives, which we do through free will. And who we choose to follow or worship or trust as either God or a man or men. Think about it, friend. That's all I got to say. Bye.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to another caller and speak to Gonzalo. Hello, Gonzalo.
Oh, hi, Bob. Hi, John.
Hello.
Sorry to call in again.
It's quite all right. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to ask something of John. Something you said really caught my attention when you were speaking about the philosophy and certain meanings and certain things that artists were trying to portray. And I was wondering if in your book you speak of particularly the heavy metal genre and maybe some musicians. Because I feel like it got a lot of attention. It was really targeted.
Actually, I do talk about some heavy metal musicians. In the chapter where I discuss the prison system, I actually quote the metal band System of a Down from a song that they wrote about the prison system. There was one song where I quoted actually an extremely underground heavy metal band called Misery Index. In chapters about marijuana, I quoted the Cottonmouth Kings, who are more of like a rap metal group. I did touch on a lot of that, and Bob Marley, pretty much anything he's ever written. He's not metal, of course, but I'm just kind of giving you an idea of some of the artists that were featured.
I feel like usually when it's a good artist and they're speaking from an honest, true place and they've got a lot to say and they're really disenfranchised with everything around them and they see sickness and they want to do something with their art to fix it, it usually gets targeted and taken over. And that happens with everything. It happens with heavy metal. It happens with pop. It happens with reggae. It happens with blues, classical, anything, really. So it was just nice to hear you talk about how sometimes people don't fully get the deeper meaning of what someone's trying to say. And
yeah,
sounds really interesting. I'd love to check that out.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, if you just search Alchemy of the Timeless Renaissance on Facebook, you can add the page and get all the updates. Every day I post a different one of them quotes from musicians and things like that. So you might get some enjoyment out of that. That was one of the things that really kind of pushed me over the edge when I was studying these issues, because I started really getting deep into the philosophical research. And I would go on my drive to work and I would listen to, you know, some of my favorite metal musicians or Bob Marley or a electronic group like VNV Nation. And I would actually listen a little bit deeper and I would think, wow, I'm studying some of this same exact stuff right now. These guys are talking about this stuff that I'm learning. And like this, you know, it was a mind-blowing experience for me for those two worlds to cross.
Can I just ask one quick question?
Please.
Are you familiar with the band Death?
Yeah, I am familiar with them. They're a foreign, like, I guess, death black metal band, right?
Yeah, they originally started out as a death metal band and sort of writing horror lyrics, things of that sort, influenced by Possessed, King Diamond, stuff like that, and quickly it started to evolve, and really it's just incredible. I find that that band just gets into a lot of deep issues. It talks about psychopathy, it talks about the soul, it talks about a lot of spiritual matters.
There are many conscious artists out there that are, of course, typically overshadowed by the less conscious. John, hang on with us for just a little bit longer. We're getting into hour number three in just seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.